You're listening to Filling the Storehouse podcast. I'm David.
And I'm Stuart. And we want to walk with you on the journey to living the abundant life through faith, family, and freedom. Our goal is to refine our why while helping you find yours. Together, achieve our best and highest purpose. In the end, we'll drive each other to intentionally fill our storehouse.
Go. Hit go, Stu.
I hit go.
Yeah, hit go. Let's do
going.
It.
It's going right now.
Let's do it. What time is it out there, Stewie?
4 a.m.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
I was awake at 3:30 a.m.
Nice.
And of course, my daughter wakes up at 3:30 a.m.
The way it always works, dude.
It always works that way.
Man, so. I went to bed early. I was like, yeah, it's going to be good. And bloody noses and all kinds of stuff waking me up all through the night, dude. And not my bloody nose. It's awesome. Always works that way.
My son actually had a bloody nose yesterday, and he took a Kleenex and stuck it up his nose so far that it got stuck up there. And Crystal, my wife, like had to go and like pull it out, and it got stuck and like it ripped off. And then she was like freaking out. And then she was having to like make him like blow really hard to get it out. Man,
kids are dumb, dude. Oh, I love my kids. But they are not. My littlest stuck a perler bead. You guys familiar with perler beads? You put them on the little thing and then you melt them. They're little brown.
Oh, yeah.
And you melt them into like a whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stuck one of those in his nose, but he's got a tiny little four-year-old nose. So nobody knew it was up there. And I'm like, I'm looking around doing investigative work. Like, why is his nose bleeding? Why is he crying? And you could tell by the way he was doing this that something was stuck. Perler bead, dude. So I left it up there. I'm like, lesson learned. That'll come out in 3 years.
3 years.
I'm just kidding. I took it out.
This is not a podcast about kids. Well, I guess no. It is. I mean, it is family, right? Yeah. But we have Marcus Long on today. Fill in Storehouse podcast. Marcus is sporting a Storehouse 310 t-shirt, which looks amazing. Did you guys coordinate ahead of time? Did you guys call each other?
Intentionally left you out, Stu.
It
seems like common sense, dude, right? Like, we both work for Storehouse. That's our business. We have merch, which you can get on our website if you're interested. And you're just the one left out, dude. Like, I don't understand.
I'm supporting Veterans Community Project. It's a cause that we support, that
which
you know,
is awesome.
We believe in, and yeah.
But you got the hat. You got the Fill in Storehouse hat.
It's true.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're good.
Well, this was a new way of introducing everybody. But hey, Marcus. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing outstanding. I had a great night of sleep, and it is 11 a.m. over here. So I'm impressed with how energetic you all are in the morning to talk about nose beads or whatever that was.
Lots of coffee. Well, dude, you have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old as well.
I do.
Do they sleep through the night? I mean, do you have good sleepers?
You know, it's been a hit or miss. Our daughter was always like really, really good sleeping from the very beginning. Our son was a different story, where, we were up, for a long time. And now it's kind of, we go in phases of she still sleeps pretty good for the most part. He'll sleep really good for a few days. And then there'll be a couple nights where we're up 14 times with them. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's
a little bit of both.
It looks like it's bright and sunny where you are. You are not in the United States right now.
That is correct. I don't know if it's sunny. It's a little bit of the English rainy, but it's enough daylight anyway, so it's not bad. We've been really blessed with sunshine most of the summer. About that time of year where I think the sunshine is just about gone.
Nice, man. Well, tell our audience a little bit about who you are and why are you in England?
Yeah, absolutely. So. I'm a husband, as Stu mentioned, father of a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. Been a real estate investing, I guess my first investment going back to 2004 when I was 22. And I'm a naval officer. And so I'm kind of getting to the tail end of my career here, getting ready to transition before too long. And had to jump on an opportunity to come over to England to get stationed over here for a little bit before that transition. Been over here for about a year and a couple more years over here and then come back to the States.
Yeah. And you're a crippy by trade. And when we were chit chatting the other day, our careers have kind of missed each other, passed each other. I was in Europe previously. Stu and I were in Europe, but you were assigned to not Colorado. I had been in Colorado before that. So bummed I missed you throughout all these years, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just another cool thing. We got two Crippies and then Stu again left out.
What is a Crippy?
It's classified, dude. I can't explain it to you. It's classified.
I always try to tell people like what my business partner does. And when I say he's a Crippy, like they're like, what? What's a Crippy? And like, it's Intel. Yeah, a bunch of Intel dorks. And then they're like, all right.
It's cool. The easiest way for you to explain it. But yeah, no, that was a great conversation. And I wish we had bumped into each other and stuff before. I was, really fortunate that during the time I was in Colorado before coming here to England, it was kind of ironic the way in which I, met Stu and, through my wife working in the same building and stuff. I think I was telling Dave on that podcast, we were driving home for Christmas 1 year, and I was listening to Bigger Pockets and had it, where we could all hear. And my wife's like, who is that? And I'm like, I don't know, some Navy dude, And so I, rewound it a little bit, and she's like, I know him. He works in the same building. And so, I started going to the meetups that Stu had out there, and that's how we got connected. And it's been awesome to be connected and watch you guys since then.
Didn't she say something along the lines of, I know that like super high pitched voice anywhere. I would know that. Why? Oh, Stuart. Did she say something like that? Or is that just, that's was my filter?
I don't know. I can't remember that far back that well. So.
Good answer, Marcus.
I play both sides for a little bit. So.
Amy's actually one of the good reservists that we had in Denver.
That's awesome. I think it also brings up a great point that, a lot of times, especially in the military, we don't even really know the folks that we're surrounded by. We don't know what they do. I don't really have a shell that I come out of. I'm always out of my shell if that's a, being just a extreme extrovert. But as I started kind of picking some of the folks in my wardroom and some of the different folks I work with, pick their brain, man, I've discovered that, dude, there's like a gym owner in my wardroom right now. There's folks that do a ton of real estate. There's people doing crazy stuff. There was an enlisted army dude I used to work with that had sold his cyber company for $40 million and was starting other ones. And he just was a sergeant in the reserves because he wanted to do that on the side. There's a number of, especially in the reserves, a number of enlisted Navy folks out here in the DC region that are, there's senators and congressmen and like just crazy that you would never know. But I think really getting outside your shell and talking to those around you, getting to know the service members, I think it would blow your mind. You don't have to wait to get out of the Navy or whatever service you're in. You don't have to, be transitioning out to look for those networks. They exist right around the corner and you may not even know it. So, and Marcus, obviously one of those, a fellow Crippy, but, a real estate investor, some of the stuff that we're going to talk about here, I think is just really eye-opening, and it's not necessarily that unique from the perspective of just some high achieving, amazing individuals that maybe just be sitting right next to you. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's an awesome point, Dave. And, I think sometimes we get caught up in the hustle and bustle, whether it's for us military, for others, it could just be, daily corporate life or whatever that might be. But, when we slow down a little bit and stop and pause and have like a real conversation with people and find out, who they are, what they're interested in, what matters to them and things like that, it's kind of amazing, how you might be connected or know people that have those interests and kind of build those relationships.
And there's something else that, one of the themes that we kind of want to hit on today that all three of us also have in common is this idea that, the three of us are kind of getting to the end of the road on our Navy journey and, kind of we're looking towards transition to the next phase of life and trying to build that out and, figure out what our true why is and, what are we doing all this for? And Marcus, you hit us up and, you kind of wanted to talk about, your legacy, right. And building out a legacy. You're starting, your own thought leadership platform. So if you could kind of just tell us about, what your vision is for the future as you transition out and let's kind of get into this idea of building a legacy.
Yeah. to give a little bit of background on how I got there, just in the past, you know, couple of years and stuff on kind of putting a lot more thought into that is, you know, like I said, I mentioned, you know, I bought my first investment when I was 22 years old back in 2004, but I wasn't very intentional over the course of like 12 years. You know, I bought three properties or whatever. Back in 2016, I started working with my brothers. You know, we kind of put together, well, two of us actually kind of inquired on the same property at the same time and found out that. And so we started talking like, you know, why are you interested? Why are you interested in real estate? You know, what's that all about? And so we started kind of working together. He was actually in Iraq at the time. I was in California, and we said, you know, hey, we really want to kind of start to build this wealth for our families, you know, kind of a really like long-term vision. And we started out because we're geographically separated, we're like, hey, let's have an impact around our hometown and our community. And so that's where we kind of started investing and trying to make a difference there and bringing some businesses back to vacant buildings and things of that nature. And so for the past 4 years or so, we've been kind of working together doing that. But one of the other things too is like we had made an agreement, you know, it was a kind of a long-term thing. We weren't going to take any distributions for an extended period of time. And so as I kind of got closer to what could be, you know, when I could retire or make that transition, I knew that that wasn't going to provide the cash flow and stuff to do that. And so I kind of like looked at some more, you know, real estate investing to create my own cash flow outside of that business and stuff as well. And when I really started thinking about this legacy piece was while I was in Colorado, you know, when we kind of talk about our why and stuff, I had, you know, I had a couple operational tours on ships. I worked for an admiral staff in San Diego, and then I came to Colorado and I had a pretty high op tempo job, you know, very high profile, pretty demanding. And I was typically at work by 6 a.m., home hopefully in time for dinner. And one day I decided to come home early, and I walked in the door, and my daughter, who I think was 3 at the time, she said, "Hey, Daddy, what are you doing home?" And I said, "Well, I just, you know, I wanted to come home and spend some time with you guys today." And she said, "But it's still light outside." And it hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, I get emotional just talking about it because I didn't even know how to respond to her. And it's just like I was so, you know, built up in my identity in the military, and it was a job and a mission I was very passionate about. But I knew I couldn't like keep going on like living with that being my identity and my kids not seeing me during daylight and stuff like that, right? And so at that point in time, you know, I was like, I'm not staying in for the long run. I'll make it to retirement, but I was like, I have to begin my transition and kind of build a life that I am available and I get to make the choice to be there for my family, for my kids. And then it kind of built out from there, from being there for them, but also being an example for them and being an impact. And you know, that can come in a lot of different, we can go a little bit deeper and stuff. That can go in a lot of different ways, whether that's an impact on a you know, nonprofits, you know, the Veterans Community Project, Warrior's Heart Foundation, maybe international nonprofits like Fields of Dream Uganda, whatever. Maybe you just want to volunteer, you know, the flexibility or the financial flexibility to volunteer in your own community. Or maybe you just want to get out of the 9 to 5 or you know, the midnight shift or whatever to actually be present and be a legacy for that one person, you know, whether it's your child or your niece, your nephew, whoever it is. And so I think that, you know, what a legacy looks like to different people can be a kind of a broad spectrum. But that, you know, back a couple of years ago in Colorado, when I walked home and you know, my daughter said that to me, I knew that's kind of when I started the transition period and knew I was on I needed to head into a different direction with the course of my life. And I started to kind of look at like, what do I want that to look like? And you know, what kind of example do I want to be for my children? And how can I influence others to want to create a legacy also?
Yeah, you know, I think a couple things that you said, I want to go back and ask a couple questions, but first, you know, the last thing you said. So what I hear you saying too is there was a moment, and I think it's a blessing that really hits you that forced you to look at your why. And I think a lot of military folks and a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, and even people, I mean, you don't even have to be an entrepreneur, you can just be an employee or whatever, really think that you can't do both, right? You can't be the family guy and you can't build this career legacy because there's just not enough time in the day. And I think that concept is just wrong, right? I think that it's, and balance, I think, is another concept that is also wrong. And there's no such thing. There's 100% that you can give here, in my opinion, and 100% that you can give there, and where you do that and how you do that, hopefully gives you enough time. What was the speaker this weekend, Stu? The pilot, I'm brain farting on his name.
Steve Rosenberg.
Right. I loved how he was talking about, you know, being faithful to his calendar and building this stuff in, and really that there's no such thing as balance, and how you really give your time in those moments 100%. And I think that really, you had an opportunity to really refine your why, and it seems like it has sent you on a different trajectory. I think that's awesome. So thank you for sharing that. But I'm also curious to go back. So you're doing business with your brother, doing real estate in your hometown. And what service is he, and kind of what's he doing? And what was the reason behind the no distributions?
Yeah, so there's a couple different pieces that on that. There's actually five of us that are together. So it kind of started out with me and one brother talking about it. He's also in the Navy as well. There's five of us between the brothers and brother-in-laws that are all doing that together. And a couple of us were really interested in real estate for that reason. We kind of had like the conversation about like, hey, we want to expand this to a couple of the others and kind of grow that wealth, you know, for our families, you know, so not just our individual, but for the broader families and stuff as well. And to do that together. And so initially when we made that decision regarding the distributions and stuff, it had to do with, you know, kind of a longer term vision where we have like one brother that lives close there. The rest of us are geographically separated in different states with, you know, our different active duty or corporate jobs. And part of it was just like the capital and the pace at which we intended to scale. We just decided at that point in time to leave the distributions in to let that capital reinvest for at least an initial, you know, 10 years, whatever it is, period of time Vice taking in. And in reality, like a lot of the other brothers weren't on like a military retirement timeline, right? So they, you know, happy with the trajectory of their corporate jobs. And it was something that, you know, they would take distributions from at a later period. So part of that was just the fact that I was, you know, I'm on a quicker time scale where I want that freedom when I transition here in a couple of years, not to feel pressured to go get a 9-to-5 or something else. Right. And so that's also, you know, influenced some of my more recent investments as well as like when I came over here to England. So we continue to do that stuff in the hometown and try to have that impact in our community, you know, and move at the pace at which that group desired to move and scale. But I've also, you know, since I came over here, started, as you know, both private lending and then limited partnership and some syndications. And you see, that's fairly passive on what I've done since I come over here. And that was largely because I do have a little bit more time in my current job than I have in some past ones. And, you know, being in England, we're hoping to do some traveling and stuff like that. So trying to protect a little bit of the family time and take advantage of the opportunity while we're here. So that's a little bit of the reasoning behind that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I hear you also having a why to that, right? The delayed gratification to build up more of that legacy wealth and impact. And just there's a lot of whys in that I think is awesome. And just figure that there was probably a delayed gratification point of that in order to really enhance and build that those projects. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So there's a, excuse me, there's a really good book that I read a while ago. And, you know, some people have different ideas and thoughts on Dave Ramsey, but he wrote a book called The Legacy Journey. And I read it a while ago, and it really got me thinking about my legacy and how I'm creating that and starting to build it out. And very similar thoughts and ideas that you had, Marcus, about, you know, creating that legacy. And you know, and a legacy really doesn't have to be solely for your children. Like there could be lots of different ideas and thoughts and strategies towards building a legacy and who that's for. But there's a quote that I actually used in a a blog that I wrote a long time ago. And I want to read it because I think it's just perfect for this discussion. And then, you know, we can kind of build off of that a little bit, and it's a little bit long, but I think it's, I mean, it's really perfect. So let me read this real fast, and then we'll kind of get into it a little bit more. So here's the quote from Dave Ramsey from his book, Legacy Journey. He says, "Building wealth isn't for wimps. Being diligent in managing your income and actually building some wealth is hard work. Managing that wealth for the kingdom is harder. And so I dare you. I dare you to build wealth and use it as a tool to serve your family. I dare you to build wealth so you can truly leave an inheritance to your children's children. I dare you to build wealth so you can change not only your family tree, but also your whole community. I dare you to be a good steward, because scripture is clear that good stewards are given more to manage. The diligent are going to prosper, and that means you are really following God's way of handling money. You are going to build wealth. But that's not the goal. This is not about you. It's not about some hocus pocus pseudo-Christian formula so you can get rich. I'm not about you getting rich. I'm about God being rich and you managing it well for him. So go out there and be successful. I dare you." And so I read that and I was like, whoa, like, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, that is really awesome. I'm gonna have to go back and read that a few times, actually. It's it makes me think in a, you know, a little bit shorter, in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, I think it is, where it says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." You know, and that's, you know, when Dave Ramsey talks about that building wealth and stuff there. And so whether that much is given, you know, whether that's the time, the talent, or the treasure and stuff, you know, when we build that wealth, it just opens the doors. And that's part of, as I build, you know, kind of my platform and stuff, the message that I want to be able to deliver others and, you know, to provide some financial education. Because you know, we all well know that that's not a thing in our formal education system and stuff. And so to take the knowledge and stuff that I have and to try to share that with others, so that they can, you know, be fiscally responsible and to build that wealth, not for the sake of being wealthy and being rich, but to opening the doors of what they can, the flexibility of what they can do with their time, and financial resources, you know, to create that legacy. And, you know, I love it. Like you said before, it's not, it can be for just, you know, your child or your children. As I mentioned, you know, it might be volunteering in your local community. It might be whether it's time or financial resources to a nonprofit of your choosing that's valuable or multiple of them. And so what a legacy looks like to different people can be very different. And in some ways for me, it's a lot of those things. You know, like I said, I really want to be present for my children and to, you know, leave them some wealth to give them choices and options. But I also want them to see me, you know, having an impact on other people, you know, to giving them that education, to, if I can change one life, you know, and give them that aha moment, to pursue financial freedom, you know, so that they have the flexibility to create the legacy they want, so that my children can see me, you know, giving of our own money to these nonprofits, or, you know, better yet, sometimes actually going out in there and getting our hands dirty and working, you know, alongside them and stuff. So sometimes it's about a check and they need the money, you know, sometimes it's about going and getting your hands dirty. And so, you know, whether you create that legacy for one person, for a small community, for the whole world, you know, the power of financial freedom is what enables us to do that. I think, you know, both fiscally and with our time.
Yeah. And there's so much there, right? There's so much depth to that. And I think, you know, one of the things that Stu and I are passionate about is, you know, one of the premises behind Storehouse is creating opportunities for people to achieve financial independence. And it has nothing to do with, because we want to create a bunch of rich people that are focused inward. It has everything to do with our firm belief that when you remove finances as a consideration, And that doesn't mean you're a multimillionaire. It means your bills are paid potentially through passive income, that it opens you up to be your highest and best for your family, for your community, you know, for your church, for, you know, globally, whatever your focus is. And then obviously, you know, you are achieving your highest and best. And so I love how you frame that. And, you know, one of the parables that pops in my mind when Stu read that awesome quote is the parable of the talents and what, you know, what the servants did with the talents that they were given. And to the one that was given the 10 talents and he made 10 more, you know, he doubled it. I mean, much more was given, right? That he showed as a good steward and more responsibility was given. And I think even if you're not a Bible reading, Bible believing individual, those principles still remain and they're true, right? They're true. If I mean, we see in the Navy, you know, we always say Navy stands for never again volunteer yourself. Because if you're like the guy that, or the gal that's the hard charger, hard runner, like you don't take jobs off that person's plate. You add to it, and hopefully that person promotes and goes far in their journey. But it's the same principle across the board. And I think you applying that and using that and having that as a foundation is so important. And how do you continuously cultivate that? I mean, I think people get, you know, can get burnt out or can get, lose that balance, but like in your journey and what you're establishing, how do you continuously cultivate that attitude and that path?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, really challenging because even, you know, if you look at the past year, you know, and stuff in particular, the last few months and COVID, and some of us have had like more free time, you know, so there's been moments of like, we're really excited about whatever it is we're working on, you know, whether it's, you know, something deep like a legacy or, you know, someone's real estate goals or whatever it is, had all kinds of time to like, really get in there, get engaged and stuff. And then as you get like called back to work and stuff, you know, you can see kind of people's like energy level to do something kind of trickle off or whatever that is. And so, but I think for me, so whether it's little small things or, you know, that longer path is like, one thing that's been valuable for me is like for the mastermind and having a tribe and stuff and people to kind of keep you on check. Right. And so, we all have weeks, you know, I think I was listening to Brian Buffini, you know, a few weeks back, and I don't know the whole thing, but it's kind of, he went through like, you know, you don't have to win, you know, every day of the week, you have to win four. You don't have to win like every month of the year, you have to win, you know, a certain number. And so it kind of makes me think about like, we all have our down days, our down weeks. We weren't we weren't as productive as we wanted to be, or accomplish as much, or, you know, maybe we took a couple steps backwards and stuff like that. And that's okay. Every single one of us is like that. But I think it's important that when we have a, you know, tribe and are surrounded by people that, you know, we may not all have the exact same common goal. We shouldn't necessarily have the same goals, but people that know and understand what your goals and the path that you're trying to pursue are, and because they have like a similar mindset and growth path, that they can kind of, you know, hold you account to that. And so they understand that you had a crappy day, a crappy week, whatever. Now get over yourself and let's, you know, pick yourself back up and move on, right? Like that's okay. You know, we'll talk and we'll listen about it. Like, what did you learn from that? You know, is there something that you did that caused it? Or, you know, just let's get back on track to where you were and move on. And so I do think that's really, really challenging, regardless of what path, you know, we're trying to go down or cultivate. But I think surrounding yourself with people that can, you know, help you out or having that motivation. And I think also another big thing I've learned in this year particularly is, you know, we talk about social media and things like that, and I won't get Dave started on that too much, but there's so much negativity, you know, about, you know, politics or COVID or whatever it is. But I've also noticed a lot of the network that I have, there's a lot of positivity, right? There's so much about like, what are the opportunities? Or as I said, you know, I told you guys before we started recording, you know, I've only been in the office even now, months later, I'm only in the office a couple of days a week. And so the amount of time that I've had to like be with my family, to drop my kids off at school, to work towards, you know, hoping to create a platform where I can influence and impact others. You know, my wife launched her podcast this year, largely because of the amount of time that we had together. And so, you know, I was able to help with the kids. And so I think just like looking at the positive and the opportunities in situations, just the mindset is completely different. So I think when you surround yourself with people that can kind of help keep you on that track, you know, you constantly, you might take a step back every day, or, you know, a few days, but as long as you continuously move forward, you know, we finally get there.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you know, some of the action steps that you're taking and that, you know, that others can kind of take, you know, and like we said, like building out a legacy, it can be different and what it looks like for a lot of people. But, you know, one of the things that we've just kind of mentioned a lot is just surrounding yourself around people that are going to hold you accountable. They're going to build you up. They're going to create positivity. And so getting yourself in a mastermind, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a paid for mastermind, but starting to figure out who you want to be around and then surround yourself around those people. I personally think that's one of the best action steps that I've taken recently, that it has helped David and I grow our business. But you know, what are the things, you know, are you doing that are truly like action steps that people can take to start kind of building out this legacy for whatever that looks like for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what I'm really hoping to, you know, when I kind of start producing some content and stuff like that on, is helping people to kind of picture and envision, like, what is it, what's the legacy that they're hoping to leave? And then like, sometimes that's a really like big, broad, way off in the future type thing. And it's really difficult to think about like, what can I do today? And that's what I hope to kind of break down, you know, a little bit, to make it some bite-sized chunks where it's like, okay, that's doable. And so, you know, for me, like we just talked about, like putting yourself with the right people, I think is super, super important. You know, I joined the War Room Mastermind about a year ago when it started. And initially that was for kind of a financial reason, for like, you know, to help encourage me to be intentional and take the steps in real estate investing to make sure I had the cash flow I wanted by the time I transitioned out of the military. And what I've gotten from it is so much more, you know, both, like I said, the positivity and stuff. And so I think that putting yourself with the right people is an action step, you know, whether that's a mastermind, whether it's, you know, the right meetups or, you know, other social gatherings, but just thinking about your surroundings and the people that you're with. Another like tool, I guess, you know, for me that I've used is, you know, Brandon Turner's Intention Journal. And I think, you know, probably prior to the mastermind and stuff, you know, I just kind of like went about my daily actions, you know, woke up, what will I do today type of thing, you know, and there was no real plan or, you know, roadmap to where I was going to go. And so, you know, I think within the mastermind where we have, you know, weekly meetings and our small groups and stuff that kind of, you know, provide some accountability or an opportunity to talk to people, bounce ideas off, you know, is this, you know, good way. Sometimes they kind of ask like, you know, what you said you're going to do this week doesn't really align with what you said your 30, 60, 90 day goals were. So, you know, like kind of pull you back onto what your path is. And then like in the intention journal, you know, and whether you use that or just write it out on notes and stuff, just, you know, starting with what is your vision? You know, like, where do you want to be? And that might change over time, you know, it might adjust and whatever, but for today, like just kind of thinking about like what that is and where you want to go. And then kind of walking the dog backwards a little bit, you know, in journal, you know, it comes down to, you know, 90 day goals and even like weekly objectives and what's the most important next step. And so I think doing something like that, whether you have an actual journal or, you know, just make it up yourself, is so important, because you go from having these like lofty, you know, I was talking about like how real estate was going to replace my military income when I transitioned. But it wasn't really on the path that I was going, you know, it wasn't going to completely replace it until I actually sat down and got a plan and started walking backwards. Like, what do I have to do, you know, this month, this week, today to achieve that? And now I'm on the right path to make that happen. Right. But I think you know, if we just wake up in the morning and let whatever happen, we're never going to get there because we don't know where we're going. And so I think that's really important to kind of understand, you know, that where we're going, and kind of walk that backwards, even down to the day, to what we do. And that's part of why, you know, in my content, I hope to kind of tie together the importance of financial and fiscal responsibility and freedom to be able to achieve these legacies, right? So like, I want to inspire people to stop and think about what they want their legacy to be, number one, but then kind of expose to them like how, you know, financial freedom is related to that, and start providing them the tools and opportunities to pursue financial freedom.
Yeah. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I know you're still working on it. You know, your blog and everything that you kind of alluded to, but if you don't mind, talk about some of the specifics on what it is, you know, the name. I love the name, and just, kind of what the, like the logistics, no kidding. Cause I think even what you're about to, or what you're creating currently and what you're going to push out in and of itself is our action items, right? Because you just the process, they say sometimes, you know, oftentimes you learn more by teaching than you do by receiving. So you've been in a receive mode, read things, been part of groups and are in receive mode, but now you're going to start pushing. You're going to be, and you push stuff on LinkedIn and different platforms. It is awesome content, but this is going to be a very intentional step. If you don't mind just kind of talking about that a little bit and what that is.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Like, you know, and you talk about some of the stuff I put on, you know, LinkedIn or other social media and stuff. And a lot of that has been kind of bite-sized chunks. Sometimes, you know, taking, you know, a cool quote that I've seen from someone else, or maybe a cool thing that happened in my life today and how it tied in. And so I've certainly done that, but I really want to get more intentional with what I'm creating here. And, you know, I'll be honest, back in earlier this year, you know, Stu and others were kind of encouraging members of the mastermind and stuff to, you know, to start something, so a thought leadership platform, whether that's a blog, a podcast, whatever that is. And at the time, you know, I was really kind of like, I don't know, do we all need one? You know, like it seems kind of crowded, like a bunch of the other guys are starting one. What am I going to say that's different? And a couple of the guys in the mastermind kind of told me, you know, we were talking about it, and they said, hey, it does seem kind of crowded sometimes when we're talking within our network, right? This small group, but when we think in like the bigger scope of people, we're still a small percentage, right? And so, and we each have different networks. We have different people that we connect with and that we can reach out and touch. And so, you know, I kind of thought through that, and I that's kind of what pushed me. I was like, okay, you know, this is important to me. And I wanted to take a little bit different approach at it. You know, part of it, I was going to tell some of my stories, some of my mistakes and my journey and stuff, but instead of just, you know, talking about like real estate investing specifically, or, you know, here are the different strategies, or here's how you do those things, I really wanted to tie it into, to creating, you know, that financial education, to creating a legacy. And that's a, you know, where I guess to put myself on task and make sure I get out on time, you know, I'll let the cat out of the bag myself here. You know, I've told a couple guys in the mastermind, but so I was really fortunate to, actually get the domain that, you know, kind of really made sense for me. It's going to be a long legacy, which is both, you know, fitting for my last name, as well as, you know, a time duration and stuff. And so part of that to me is creating my own, you know, legacy for my family, but encourage others to create a long legacy as well. And so, you know, while there's real estate and there's finances and other things that are going to be in there, you know, there might be some content about like the things that I, you know, whether it's traveling or whether my family is volunteering with nonprofit stuff, and like things that our financial freedom enables us to do, you know, that we want to do as a family and to impact others. And while I have a lot of, you know, pieces that I want to do, you know, there's to create my own legacy, I think that, you know, creating this in and of itself, and this is going to be a lot more intentional about the content. You know, it's going to be not just a social media post, but actually kind of articles and stuff, both from my journey and experiences and things like that, that hopefully resonate with somebody, connect with them, and, you know, they can kind of reach out to me and we can kind of talk about like what they want their legacy to look like. And, you know, if I can provide that like aha moment for someone to understand, like, I'm not on this path to financial freedom so I can, you know, sit on a beach and drink Mai Tais or whatever. I might do that periodically, but, you know, that's not the ultimate goal, right? It's really the impact, the freedom to have an impact is what I want. And I hope that the education and the message I can deliver to others through this platform becomes a part of my legacy as well.
And I'm pumped for it. I for one am pumped for it. And I know that there's going to be huge value add. I know that the wisdom that you drop is going to be Incredible, and it will change lives. And so to hold you accountable, what's the date? What's the date of release?
Yeah, so I'm trying to get out of here. Well, I'm not trying. It will be released by 1 December. So
I like that. I like the strength. I like the claiming in faith and the strength of setting that date. So we will be looking for that. That'll be in our, we'll go back and edit our show notes to put the actual links, and we'll be pushing that on LinkedIn and all of our platforms as well. So I really look forward to that. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm pumped for you, dude.
I appreciate it. We've had a, you know, super, super support system, you know, as others have, launching their own and stuff like that. So it's been really, really cool. The support system I've had, you know, obviously leveraged my wife and her experience and, motivation to do my own thing and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to creating my own content and with intention, and hopefully change some lives.
It's good stuff, man. Hey, well, I wanted to mention another book that has a similar, you know, theme here that I read a while ago, and also kind of helped me kind of figure out some action steps. So have you read the book, What Would the Rockefellers Do?
I have not read that one.
It's actually really good, man. And, you know, it talks a lot about creating these long-lasting legacies. And, you know, the Rockefeller family was an incredibly wealthy family, and they have just created this long-lasting legacy for their family. And to this day, the Rockefellers are still incredibly wealthy. And the action steps that they took, you know, a long, long time ago, to put that in place and in motion, it's really good, man. It focuses a lot on life insurance, you know, family trusts, like creating family trusts. So, and putting rules in place that, will, you know, allow that wealth to continue down, and building out, like, you know, a family office and stuff like that. And, you know, it's really good, man. I would recommend it to anyone, and, you know, kind of get some ideas going.
Awesome. Something. I appreciate that, that resource.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Stu, I think it'd be awesome if you said long lasting legacy three times as fast as you could and see how that turned out.
Long lasting legacy, long lasting legacy, long lasting legacy.
Wow, that's good, man.
That's good.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was good. Wow.
Especially at like 4:45 in the morning.
Good on you, dude.
Tell you, lots of coffee, man. Well, what else? What else do we need to talk about here? I think,
hey, you know, what's your, as you're, you know, setting up your own platform and you're becoming a resource for others, just curious, what are some of your favorite, most useful, resources that you're using to kind of set you up on your journey and that have motivated you to drive forward?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times the answers are books and podcasts and things like that. And there certainly have been a lot of those out there, but, you know, I'll kind of go back to the War Room Mastermind. You know, through that, I think in the last podcast I was in, I think that was the resource I said, and the network and the tribe that we've created there has been like just an incredible resource within itself. And there are numerous underlying, you know, resources, that you get from those guys and girls. But just the ability. So as an example, you know, talking about creating my own platform, you know, the number of other individuals in the mastermind that are creating their own, that you can leverage their experience. And, you know, whether it's something as simple as like, hey, what, you know, tool did you use to do X part of your website, or actually talking about the, you know, the thought process about like the message you're trying to deliver, or who are you trying to deliver that message to, you know, just a wide variety of discussion there. And that's just kind of one example. So the mastermind has been a huge thing for me. And, you know, I guess if you want to tie a book to it, you know, I get the Tribe of Millionaires book, you know, not necessarily a book that you read that has like action steps in it, but, you know, if you want to get an idea of the value of a mastermind or your network, the kind of the parable and stuff that in there kind of will, it's an easy read, and someone can read that and kind of envision why it's so important to surround yourself with the right people.
I love that. I think that oftentimes people rely too much on podcasts and books, and that could be taken the wrong way. I think books and podcasts and constant education is something that Stu and I do all the time. Every time I'm in the car, I don't remember the last time I listened to the radio. Well, I do. Whenever I drive my kids, we listen to the radio, Kids Bop and all that kind of stuff. But when I'm by myself, it's always something, a book or a podcast or phone calls to connect. And I think that that's a huge, I think it's great advice to really build that circle and get those influences. So thank you for sharing.
And David needs a lot of education, lot of education.
It's crazy how much I need.
Hey, don't lie, dude. I know you listen to Kids Bop on your own. When you're in the car driving by yourself, just listen to Kids Bop. I know you do.
They got some beats, dude. And then I listen to some, I can't remember the dude's name. He sings a bunch of poop songs. Like, that's real popular in my house. That guy, if you want to look it up, I Poop. Good song. Like, great beat. Like, it just like really just kind of sucks you in. It's awesome, dude. Awesome. You know you're going to Google it, and it is good.
You're right. I am.
Right.
Yeah, Up Butt Coconut. Awesome. Same dude sings it. This is what happens when you have boys, dude. Where do they find this stuff? I have no clue what it is. It's Alexa. And we're totally off topic, but Alexa, because the boys can say, hey, Alexa, make a fart joke or talk about a butt. And then all this stuff comes up. Some of it's good.
Yeah, I was just going to, not to get off your poop topic, Dave, but to get back on track a little bit.
Please.
You know, talking about the books and podcast, I consume a lot of that, you know, books, podcasts, things like that. But one of the things I found earlier in this year, and I've talked to some of the other guys about, was there are so many good ones out there. And a lot of times, you know, podcasts, you start, especially if you're talking real estate or whatever, you start hearing the same recommendation or action things to do a lot of times. And so, you know, at one point I found myself just trying to consume all of these podcasts and everything and not actually clearing my head to think and, you know, allow myself to be creative and to take action and stuff. And so, you know, I still consume, you know, if I'm like in the car by myself or whatever, I listen to it, but I've also started to select which podcasts, of course, Filling the Storehouse is there every week, but a lot of them are, you know, I do still listen to some real estate ones, but I do like listening to, you know, like Filling the Storehouse, Brian Buffini, some of those that just have like a message of positivity, and things also, you know, to help kind of, you know, keep that momentum and motivation going and uplifting and stuff. And so I do like to consume it, but I think there's a line there, you know, where you have to draw, like, am I cluttering my head so much that I'm not, you know, creating the space and the time to take my own action.
One thing that I've actually started to try to do a lot more recently is especially on my drives to and from, you know, work, is just not have anything on and just have it silent. And I tell you what, man, like my brain just starts moving and I just start thinking of all these ideas and then I'll get my phone and I'll like task myself through Asana, to like remember to do like all this stuff that I'm thinking about. It really is good just to like have silence and just like have a thinking period of, you know, my drive is about 45 minutes or so and have 45 minutes of just silence with nothing else and just pure thought. It's pretty powerful, man. So I think that is an action step that some people can take, because there's, I mean, how often do we really have like just silence? Like, it's not much.
That's a really good point. And, you know, I just just recently, actually, you know, I think you told me a while back that you were using the Calm app, and I've recently kind of started using that in the morning, getting up before the rest of the family is and stuff, and using the Calm app a little bit to kind of create some of that. And it's kind of a learned skill a little bit to be able to tolerate that, because my mind races a lot. I got thinking about all these things to do and stuff, but you know, I'm already kind of seeing the power of just kind of creating that space and that silence and stuff to give yourself some like clarity. You know, I think sometimes those thoughts that you need to have and you need to think through are kind of brushed aside by, you know, what do I have to do today? And you know, the hustle and bustle.
Yeah. And I think there's a couple things that you guys said too, that are huge. And a lot of times people, you know, and I know our podcast is heavy on kind of mindset and that type of stuff, but I think really the bias towards action is a mindset, right? And a lot of times when you're overloaded with action steps, it really can paralyze you. And one of the things, like, for example, this recent webinar we did with Hans, you know, and talking about Jeremy Hans, talking about the you know, his business and how he buys these multifamilies and mobile home parks. And one of the things that stuck with me is that he said that he's found so many creative ways to finance these deals, and he doesn't even know what other ways there are out there. And as we do stuff, we get better at it, right? You don't have to have all the answers. I was talking to Stu the other day. You know, I said, Stu, I want to run through a deal with you because as the analysis type dude, you know, nerd spreadsheet guy in our business, you know, I want to see his process and his methodology between of analyzing a deal, because that's not my strength, it's not my flavor, right? But I want to see how he does it. There, it's funny because I was looking through some of the tasks for our business that he assigns out to our team, and we do different things, right? I assign different things, I handle different aspects of the business. But I was looking at some of his tasks and I was like, man, I have so much trust in him, one, that I don't even know what the milestones are. But he assigns out milestones. He's like, hey, Sam, do milestone 1 through 7. I'm like, I don't even know what he's talking about. If he assigned me that, I'd be like, I don't even know what milestone 1 through 7 is. But one, there's an inherent trust there. But two, it's just a different way to think. It's a methodology. And the point to that whole vomiting all over you guys is that there is a bias towards action, and we each act individually. There's things that I'm doing that he does not want to do, and phone calls that he doesn't even track, but it's moving the business along operationally, potentially with contractors. And there's things that he does that I have no clue on, but it's action, and we're going to learn together. And then I want him to sit down and teach me some of the things that he does. He's not asking me the same, but just because he doesn't want to do the things I do.
But maybe he doesn't have the capacity, Dave.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is.
That must be it.
That must be it. But I think that mindset that you have to drive and to do those things. And I love how you both said, hey, I take a step back. For me, it's like working out and random other times where just stuff starts blowing up. But I think that's so important, because that mindset, the calm app, that is an intentional step you're taking to open and free your mind, because you know that action items will come from that, right? But that in and of itself is an intentional action item. And I love how you guys are, I just love how you highlighted some of those things and those resources, because now people can plug into those and who knows where it takes them.
Absolutely.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Thank you guys for sharing that.
Well, I know my kids are probably getting up soon. Dave, I'm sure your kids are up already.
Yeah, I'm hearing stuff up there.
You're sharing some noise. Marcus, this has been fun, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude, this was a good conversation. Can you say a long legacy 3 times really fast?
A long legacy, a long legacy, a long legacy.
There you go.
Nice, dude. That's good awesome. Stuff.
David, that's your turn. Awesome. Your turn.
A long legacy, a long legacy, a long legacy. Boom, dude. Cut it out.
Now, dude, now everybody knows a long legacy. Long legacy. That's right. Alonglegacy.com.
Alonglegacy.com.
Hey. Taking one out of Alex Felice's, broker's a choice, broker's a choice, broker's a choice.
Yeah. Hey, but real long quick. Legacy. How can people get a hold of you? And one thing you did not highlight, I just want to throw this out there very quickly. Marcus is a huge resource to all of our military listeners out there. He was prior enlisted, and he went from prior enlisted, he went to officer, all experiences as an officer, entrepreneur, a veterpreneur, investor. So dude is a ton of knowledge, more so than most, just with life experiences. And so please reach out to him. And how can people do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that opportunity. You know, I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, marcus.l.long, and on Facebook, obviously. And here in 7 weeks or so, you can come to longlegacy.com and connect with me through there. And please do. You know, I mean, if there's someone that doesn't know what their legacy is, and they just want to have a discussion about that and think through it, if you know you're starting from scratch on financial stuff, please reach out and let's have a conversation about it.
Yeah, dude, I plan to do that too. I plan to bug you because I think that there's immense value, and I absolutely learned from our previous conversation that we had the other day. You know, it was an awesome conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I look forward to future ones to really help define my legacy and the inputs that you have in that. So appreciate that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it. And you guys are obviously creating your own legacy now, and I think with what you're doing. And stuff, helping a lot of others on their path to create their own. So thanks for all you guys do.
Thanks, man.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. It's good to see you. I'm sure we'll talk soon. And Dave, good to see you too.
Hey man, it's always good to see you, Stu. I can't wait to talk to you again in probably 7 minutes after we hang up. Talk through some tasking and milestones 1 through 7
That's right.
of utmost importance. Milestones one through
That's
seven.
right. Well, go share this, listen to it, like it, subscribe, give us 5-star
Five
reviews,
stars.
all of that goodness. But most important, you should go fill your storehouse.
And hey, is it most important to fill your storehouse or to make it a great day?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Do both.
Do
Go make
both.
it a great day. Thanks for listening to Filling the Storehouse. If you enjoyed our show, please subscribe and share it with someone you love. And if you really felt inspired, leave a 5-star review so we can continue to grow and help other Christian entrepreneurs fill their storehouse. If you're interested in creating financial freedom through real estate investing, be sure to check out our website at storehouse310turnkey.com. We'd love to serve you through our platform of Building the Kingdom. Just click on the contact link and we'll reply to you as soon as we can. Again, thanks so much for listening. Now go fill your storehouse and make it a great day.